It looked like a hard sell. Land stuck next to a noisy neighbour, an international airport with high voltage cables directly overhead. But Christchurch Airport has found a solution, devoting 400 hectares to create a renewable energy park. More than half will be dedicated to solar energy, generating 150 megawatts, enough to power 30,000 homes or a fifth of the city's residential electricity use. Today, the airport unveiled its plans with hopes it will help more businesses kick carbon to the curb. Tess Brunton has more.
The future of renewable energy is looking bright in Canterbury as Christchurch Airport detailed its plans for the country's largest solar farm. It's part of Ko-Fi Park, a 400-hectare renewable energy precinct. The airport's chief executive, Malcolm John, says the pandemic got them thinking about their future.
Now, when you're selling real estate that is right next to an international airport and directly underneath high voltage cables is not generally very attractive. But if you're in the renewable energy game, that's the perfect place to have it. If it happens to have large amounts of water underneath it, then you start to get into not only renewable energy, but also green fuels in the future.
Ko-Fi Park won't just be a site for solar energy.
The concept of this is to create an energy precinct that can service not only renewable energy generation and storage, but also support green data centres, vertical horticulture, and the production of green fuels for land and air transport over the next 30 years.
He says their business is designed to hold land long term.
So it allows generators to come in and add to their production in 5, 10, 15 hectare lots without having to buy large tracts of land and put that money up front. So our role in this is to provide an enabling pathway over 30 years so that we can help a low capital entry to renewable energy generation for those that are interested in taking that up.
He says they will have options to double its footprint over time, depending on demand. Australian Renewable Energy Fund, Solar Bay, is committing $100 million to the development of Phase 1, the solar farm. Christchurch Mayor Leanne Dalzell says it's blue sky thinking.
I had it described to me that when this array is completed, that as we fly in, we're going to see the equivalent of 262 football fields, rugby fields below us. And I think that's going to be an inspiring sight, not just for the people of Christchurch, but actually people who fly in internationally as well.
She says the airport is leading the charge towards a more renewable future.
This is really advanced thinking. It's thinking about our future in a way that is sustainable, and it's taking full advantage of the site that we have available here at the International Airport.
The demand for renewable energy is forecast to increase by more than 60% by 2050 as Aotearoa switches to green technology. That means aviation turning to electric and hydrogen planes and drivers to electric vehicles. Minister for Energy Megan Woods says it's exciting to see this kind of innovation.
New Zealand is going to need to double its generation of electricity, renewable electricity, in the coming decades. That's even with the closure of Tiwai Point in 2024, which accounts for 13 to 14% of New Zealand's electricity usage. So projects like this that are looking at new and innovative and alternative ways of generating are incredibly important.
Minister for Climate Change James Shaw expects it will only be a few years until the first passenger electric planes land at Christchurch Airport.
And then the question is, where is that electricity coming from that's going to get them on their next flight? So to be able to generate that on-site, 100% renewable electricity, to be able to supply this new generation of aircraft that are part of the decarbonisation story of aviation is incredibly exciting, and it will be world-leading.
Ko-Fi Park is expected to start producing solar energy within 5 years.